Limitations God put into place. God expresses a clear and sure mandate when he tells us, "But I suffer not, do not allow, a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man," that includes your pastor, "but to be in silence," 1 Timothy 2:12. I call your attention back to the argument in the letter we read in chapter 5. I have been deeply blessed by women speaking on the platform. I don't understand how God can move so profoundly through women who are not in accordance with His will. The assumption of this woman's argument was that the only reason God would command women not to preach is because they are not very good at it. She has been blessed by women ministers, therefore, in her thinking, the words of the Bible cannot be the words of God, or possibly the Bible does not apply to us today, or maybe it is not translated correctly. What she does not realize is that it is on the very grounds that women can be effective public ministers that God commands them not to do so. It is not a question of being qualified. It is a matter of being authorized. God has established an order for the home, a chain of command that is consistent with the very nature of men and women. It is an order from the throne of heaven that is healthiest and best for the rearing of children and for the good of marital relationships. For the woman to become the channel of spiritual blessings is to put her into a position not suited to the nature of her created being. If she is effective as a replacement for her husband's ineffective leadership, that makes it all the more wrong, for then she is, as the Bible says, usurping authority over the man, usurping glory, usurping honor, usurping control, usurping leadership. That is, she is doing what a man should be doing, and thus is getting the recognition a man should get. It is an inversion of God's design for males and females. Let your women keep silence in the churches. Paul gives this as a New Testament mandate, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. 1 Corinthians 14:34. Paul anticipates those who would say that his commands concerning women are unique to a specific culture and not universally applicable. He points out that there is nothing new or unique about this command, for the law of the Jews had made such a distinction for hundreds of years. God took precious space in His holy word to try to help us understand this extremely important point, about which we have been so sadly misled. Modern Christianity has steered women into a perversion of their nature, allowing and even encouraging them to be in spiritual authority over men. The fruit of this false doctrine is evident in the unhappy women and the dissatisfied men of the last couple generations. It is a shameful matter of statistics that the fundamentalist Christian home is not as enduring as the general populations. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. 1 Corinthians 14:35. Shame, shame, shame. Yes, it is a shame. Matthew Henry's Bible commentary says, "Shame is the mind's uneasy reflection on having done an indecent thing." What is more indecent than for a woman to quit her rank?